Hey everybody, welcome to the $100 MBA show, where you star in your own business movie and I narrate all the way through like Morgan Freeman, 10 minutes a day. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinnem. I'm the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn how to set customer expectations. In business, expectations are everything. And expectations is all about communication. Customers greatly appreciate good communication so they know what to expect. Let's get into it, so let's get down to business. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and your waiter is like nowhere in sight? They're never coming to your table. You have no idea when you're gonna be able to order drinks or appetizers or how long the main course is gonna take, or you have no idea what's happening, right? And it's so frustrating. And it's not really frustrating because you're waiting so long. It's not the wait that you're frustrated about. It's just the unknown, not knowing when you're gonna be able to eat. If somebody told you, like, it's gonna take 30 minutes for your main course to come out because it's such and such of a dish and it takes this much time and, you know, it's a packed house today, thank you so much for your patience, you would have such an enjoyable evening if you knew when to expect your meal. But what's frustrating about having this waiter that never comes by, or he or she's just not communicating with you. So every good business sets and communicates expectations. Let's take a look at a business that does this very well. Amazon.com. Users know what to expect all the way through the process of buying anything on Amazon. They know how much their purchase is gonna be with like no surprises. They know with shipping and taxes and everything. They know exactly how much they're gonna pay before they check out. They know what it looks like, the product. They know what size it is, or, you know, what quantity it is. They know what other people say about it. They look at reviews. There's no kind of unanswered questions. They know what to expect. They know what to expect before they actually get it. And they actually know when they're actually gonna get it. Like, they have an expected delivery date. So there's no surprises. People know exactly what's gonna happen. It's communicated properly. Amazon delivers very well on expectations. But the most important thing about this whole example is that they communicate these expectations from the beginning, from when you're on the site and you're browsing through, from the checkout process on their site, from the email confirmation that you get after you order, from the invoice you actually get inside the box of the product that you bought and gets delivered to your house. So they're constantly communicating the expectation. They're constantly communicating things. So if you miss it the first time, you get it another time. You can never over communicate, like they say. So Amazon does a great job at communicating expectations. So you are not wondering, what is this product gonna look like? What am I gonna, you know, pay? When is this gonna arrive at my house? It's always being communicated. So customers always feel they can trust Amazon because they're transparent. They feel like, oh, if I need to buy something, I'll just get it on Amazon, because it's a comfortable, very enjoyable process because they know what to expect and it's communicated to them properly. By communicating expectations, you have less customer service issues or emails come your way. We've experienced this ourselves with the $100 MBA. The more we communicate throughout the process, the less questions we have. On the $100 MBA website, if you go to 100mba.net, you'll see that we give a lot of information so people don't have unanswered questions. We talk about what's inside the $100 MBA, what exactly does each course cover, how many lessons are in each course so they know the quantity of what they're getting for $100. We communicate frequently asked questions. We answer questions before they're even asked. We make sure people know a lot about it. And then after they actually go ahead and buy the $100 MBA, we walk them through with a welcome video. This is what you're gonna expect from the $100 MBA. The next step is this. This is what you have to do. So we're constantly communicating expectations. We're saying, this is what you should expect to do next. You're gonna do a orientation course that we throw in there for free, so you know exactly your way around the $100 MBA. You know what videos you should do first, how are you supposed to get on the community forum, you know, how to ask questions, how to use the dashboard, all that stuff. So we automatically show you what to expect. This is what you'd expect inside the $100 MBA. And we also communicate how to do these things as well. Not only just, you know, these are some things you should look out for. So we're constantly trying to show the customer what to expect. And we try to communicate over and over again. And again, we send emails with confirmations. We let them know about how to get back in. Here's your username and password. So there's no like Ambiguity. Ambiguity is like the enemy of any business. You don't want anybody to be like, what am I supposed to do? I'm lost here. Communicate expectations. Now, when you do that and you communicate expectations, people know what to expect. They know what they're actually purchasing. So when they actually purchase it and you deliver and often over-deliver, you get a lot less returns or exchanges if you're dealing with exchanges like clothing or something like that. And that's great because you're getting loyal customers, raving fan customers that are very happy with your products and they will purchase from you again and again. The next time you offer something to your customers, they will not hesitate whatsoever because they know what to expect. All right, guys, just to sum up today's lesson, make sure that you communicate expectations to customers. Make sure they know exactly when they're going to receive things, if there's going to be delay. Make sure that they understand. If you communicate expectations properly, they will not be disappointed. They know exactly what they're getting into and there's no issues whatsoever. Just like the restaurant example where you know you're going to wait 30 minutes for your main course, you know what to expect before you order, so you're fine with it. You agreed to it. Secondly, you need to make sure that you communicate all the way through the process of, you know, before the sale, during the sale, after the sale, all throughout the experience so they understand exactly what to expect. Lastly, great communication reduces your customer service issues and your refunds and exchanges. So make sure you communicate expectations as much as you can so that you have a pleasant experience with your business and your customers. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA show. This show is brought to you by you, and you can show your support or support the show by giving us a rating and review on iTunes. This really helps us get exposure and helps share or spread the word, and people can know more about the show and get it out there to the world. If you don't know how to give a rating and review, no problem. Just visit 100mba.net/show, and we have clear instructions how to do that. Guys, don't forget that anybody who gives a rating or review enters a weekly draw to get a free ride to the $100 MBA. We give a free ride every Friday. We call it Free Ride Fridays. It's a lot of fun. Somebody wins. It could be you. So give us a rating and review. Oh, that rhymes. Awesome. Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Guys, just to sum up and just to leave you with this, lately I've been writing a lot about this in the $100 MBA blog, and it talks about, you know, comparing yourself to others. Please don't get caught up with comparing yourself to others, other people on the internet, those big names out there that are making tons of money and got lots of exposure on social media. Compare yourself to yesterday. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday. Are you in a better situation? That's the meaning of success. That's the meaning of progress. You can do this, guys. Take care.